Just when you think crime cannot, will not happen to you, it does, in a flash, and there are no second chances. I can't stop predators from coming into this world. I can't stop crime all alone, but I can sound the warning, and I can pass on to you what I have learned about keeping you and your family safe. And that is why we are announcing a brand new online course, Justice Nation, Crime Stops Here. This brand new 5-episode video series allows you to go at your own pace as world-class experts in personal safety and child protection share life-saving tips and resources all for you. Go to nancygrace.com now. Use promo code Nancy to get 15% off. Class begins Tuesday. Go to nancygrace.com and register using promo code Nancy. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Kiara Coles works as a mail carrier out of this postal office in the South Shore neighborhood where her co-workers say they cannot comment about the disappearance, but she hasn't been seen since calling off work last Wednesday morning. The 26-year-old was reported missing by her family soon after, saying it is unlike her to be out of touch. A private surveillance system near her home at 81st and Vernon captured images of Coles leaving that morning, dressed in her postal uniform, but heading across the street from where her car was parked. According to relatives, Coles is pregnant and loves her postal job. Her purse and cell phone were said to be inside her car, and it was locked. But there's been no sign of her.
I don't like it. The purse and the cell phone inside the car. Who goes anywhere without their purse or their cell phone? I will go plenty of places without my a pocketbook. I hardly ever carry one of those. But your cell phone or your ID? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. This case is urgent. A gorgeous, young, pregnant postal worker is missing. Police searching for her. Kiara Coles is 26 years old. Last seen October 2 in upscale Chatham neighborhood, according to her family. 3 months pregnant with her first child. Her family is the one that finds her car parked on her block, so close to home. Her pocketbook and her cell phone still inside. The family desperate for answers. Joining me, Dr. Bethany Marshall, renowned LA psychoanalyst, Vincent Hill, private investigator, who's about to kick off a brand new podcast on Apple iTunes, Fall of a Titan, and it starts on Wednesday. I'm going to be listening to that, Vincent Hill, cop turned PI. Also, the author of 2 books. Wow, when do you have time to do your PI work, Vincent? Author of Playbook to a Murder and Incomplete Pass on Amazon. But joining me right now, special guest, reporter and author of Beautiful Life, the CSI behind the Casey Anthony trial, our friend and colleague, investigative reporter, Robin Walensky. Robin, I got to find out about this gorgeous young mom-to-be, Kiara Coles. It's not adding up. She's that close to home and then just disappears. I hope no defense attorney is going to jump up and say, oh, she's just gone with her boyfriend. She's not.
I'm extremely worried about her, and here's why. When you talk to people who know her, who are in the Postal Service, this is someone who shows up for work every day on time, Nancy, who's meticulous, who has a car, who has an apartment, who she just moved into a new apartment. I mean, when you look at her and see how beautiful she is, 5'4", 125 pounds, she's extremely fit. This is someone who takes care of herself. She's not milling around without a job willy-nilly. This is someone who is meticulously dressed in a uniform, going to work every day, being responsible. This is very odd that she suddenly vanishes without a trace.
And, you know, to Dr. Bethany Marshall, Dr. Bethany, I'm just sick about her family because I remember how ecstatic my parents were when they found out I was pregnant for the first and only time with twins. And it was, my dad broke down crying. I'll never forget it. He was so happy. I remember the moment I told him. I had planned this big telling him, and I flew in from New York to Atlanta, got in the car, drove to Macon. I had it all planned out in my head. He came out like he always did, came out of the house, out in the driveway, and he was around, you know, getting close to 80 at that point. I hugged him, and I just said, "Daddy, I'm going to have twins," just like that. It just came out, and he started crying. I will never forget it as long. It's one of those moments in your life that you don't forget ever. And I'm just thinking about this 26-year-old, so excited, just beyond over the moon about having her first baby. The family thrilled. And instead of throwing a baby shower and planning the nursery and looking at sonograms and going to doctor's appointments, they're out plastering neighborhoods with posters of her, Bethany.
I mean, you're right, Nancy. When a young woman is pregnant, it's the time of such great hopes and dreams. But unfortunately, Nancy, as you know, not all pregnancies are wanted. Not all families are thrilled like yours. Not all children are beloved, unfortunately. And I just feel like there's such a big story hole here that maybe Robin can help us with. I don't know. Where's the boyfriend? I don't know much about the family. Were they thrilled about this, the impending birth of this child? Was there a boyfriend or a husband who was supporting this pregnancy? I feel like I smell a rat here, that we're just seeing the tip of an iceberg here with all of these missing persons photos, flyers being plastered all over the neighborhood. I feel like there's something very unhappy going on. I just cannot put my finger on it.
Well, I know this. She goes missing October 2. October 2. 26-year-old Kiara Coles. Now, some reports are saying she's 27. Last seen October 2. And now all of her fellow postal workers have joined in the search effort. Just yesterday, they were out ringing doorbells, passing out flyers, just hoping someone would have recognized Kiara Coles. Her close friends, all of her family, coworkers, they all say they're so beside themselves because she's always in close contact with her friends and family on, let's just say, various social media like Snapchat. She's always there. And not only that, to find out her car is right there near her home, and in the car is her pocketbook, her purse, and her cell phone. Now, I've learned that just recently surveillance video has emerged, and it's of her dressed in her postal outfit, her uniform, walking past her car and then out of the frame. Out of the frame. To Robin Walensky, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, what more do we know? Is it true she called in sick that day or no?
Yes, it's very unusual. So that, like you're saying, the video captures her dressed in the postal uniform. She's slowly walking past her car, and there's this phone call that she calls in sick. So here's my take on it. My take on it is that somebody called her and diverted her to somewhere else. Hey, you know, maybe I'm going to come and pick you up and let's have a conversation about this or that. Why else? If you're calling in sick, right? You're in bed, you're sniffling, you have tissues, you're under the covers, you're watching TV. Oh, you call into work, I'm sick, and you spend the rest of the day in bed. Why is she calling in sick dressed in her uniform? I believe that her intention was to go to work. She got dressed, she left the house, she had her things with her, possibly put them in the car, or they were in there from the night before, and then someone calls her and diverts her to a different location or picks her up on the street.
Or did someone else call in and leave the message that she was sick? Because if she was out and she had on her postal uniform, if that video was from that day, she wasn't sick. She was up dressed and ready to go to work. I want you to take a listen. Take a listen to our friend, Nancy Liu, over at WGN.
One neighbor spotted Coles on his security footage after hearing she went missing.
Yeah, it looked kind of suspicious, because she was like she was undecided what she wanted to do and stuff like that. And her mom and them said that she called off that morning saying she ain't coming in, you know, but she was dressed in a uniform, a posted uniform, like she's ready to go to work, you know. And I guess that's the last clothes she had on.
Coles is 5'4 and 125 pounds. She has a heart tattoo on her right hand and another on her back that reads Lucky Libra. According to relatives, Coles is 3 months pregnant and has had the same boyfriend for several years.
We read about it, we hear about it, we see it online. A child goes missing, and we may pause and say a prayer. We may follow the story, but what would you do if it happened to you? 450,000 children are reported missing every year. One in seven believed to be victims of child sex trafficking. Nearly 40% of attempted kidnaps happen on the way to or from school. What do you do? Well, I want to tell you about something you can do. Justice Nation, crime stops here. Your safety, your child's safety and security is priceless. You can't put a price on it. Right now, experts, survivors have all come together to deliver to you a 5-episode series with action information you can apply in your life to protect what you love the most, your family, your children. Go to nancygrace.com right now and you can get 15% off. Also, go to crimestopshere.com and get that same discount. And remember, my proceeds going to NCMA, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and CLASS Kids to help missing children. CLASS starts October 16. I'll see you there.
Kimberly last saw her sister when she picked her up from work last Monday. Her mother called Thursday and asked if she had talked to her.
I immediately went to Snapchat because that's what she do. You know, she snap everywhere, whatever she doing, whatever she eating. House her day and everything. So I really went to Snapchat and saw there was no story. So that kind of puzzled me.
She contacted her boyfriend, also the father of her unborn child. Kiara was 3 months pregnant. They all went to Kiara's apartment at 81st and Vernon to check on her.
I just don't understand. So who would do something like this? I don't know. I couldn't put it on. Couldn't place my finger.
The search has become desperate for a 3 months pregnant mom, a gorgeous young 26-year-old, a postal worker who had held down a job for years, very, very reliable. You were just hearing our friend, WGN-TV reporter Marcella Raymond. Where is Kiara? The time is ticking by, and we all know Vincent Price, cop-turned-PI, that every hour that passes bodes ill.
Yeah, Nancy, it's troubling, and the thing that gets me the most is that surveillance footage. It tells me she was going to see someone. Someone was around that corner out of the view of that camera. Her cell phone, her purse were in the car, and that tells me someone else made that call to her job to say she's sick, because, again, why would she get dressed just to call in sick? So I would be looking at those phone records of who called her work to say she's not coming in, and I would start my investigation right there.
I agree with you, Robin Walensky. Why do we even believe it was her calling in?
You know, maybe it wasn't, but her phone will show that. Does she have a landline number in her apartment? Maybe she called from a landline. Maybe she called from the cell phone earlier, but there's no video of her with the phone at the car. So either it's her and she called. Maybe she called on someone else's phone. Maybe it wasn't even her, like you were saying, Nancy, but they seem to believe the Postal Service that it was her calling in sick. I think here, you know, as the former officer was saying, that you need to take a very hard look at this girl's inner circle. Who was she hanging out with? What is up with this boyfriend? What about the people she works with, men and women? Who is she hanging out with? I would like to hear about her full inner circle and who she's been in touch with.
Right now, no one has been named a suspect. Coworkers, relatives, family, loved ones. Everyone joining in the search for this pregnant mom, the tip line, 312-747-8274. Go to crimeonline.com and look at her photo, Kiara Coles, 312-747-8274. four. We are taking your calls at 909-49-CRIME, 909-492-7463. The search going on for a missing pregnant mom, a postal worker, and she was caught on surveillance video wearing her postal uniform, walking by her car, and she walked out of the vision of the shot of the surveillance video. Listen to this.
The video is shot from the vantage point of a neighbor's home. It shows Kiara walking west, walking past the door to her apartment before she turns around, passing it again, and crossing the street before disappearing out of frame. The video was captured early Wednesday morning, the same day the post office says Kiara didn't show for work after her mother says she called in sick. But both her mother and sister say they actually haven't heard from Kiara since last Tuesday. In the days since Kiara was reported missing, family and friends have plastered this Chatham neighborhood near 82nd and Coles with flyers asking for information. Yesterday, her family found Kiara's purse and cell phone inside her car, but say Kiara's wallet and keys were missing.
Trying desperately to not speak in the past tense, a worried Karen Phillips experiences something no mother should.
I have no feeling. It's just hard. I don't want to think the worst. I'm trying to stay positive, but it's just empty. You know, I need for her to come home.
That home is here at the corner of 81st and Vernon, where Kiara Coles was last spotted on a neighbor's surveillance video last Wednesday morning.
Did she go right there? She walked down there, and she didn't go into a place which is right there. So she walked down there, and you can see her in a post office uniform. Did she go right there? And then she crossed the street. That's right there. You can see all that post office.
Coles did not report for work that day, and her car remains parked where she left it. Family did not hear from her and filed a missing persons report last Thursday evening.
We talk all the time. If we miss one day, it's just one day. Never 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. Never.
That is a big problem. They waited till Thursday to report her missing. You're hearing from our friends at Fox 32 TV, Dakari Turner, and ABC 7's Ravi Bakewal reporting on Kiara Coles missing. Several thoughts on what we just heard. To Dr. Bethany Marshall, renowned LA psychoanalyst, did you just hear the mother is the one who apparently called in? Said
yes.
That she called into work. Not the post office. The mother is the one that said she called in to work. What about that?
Well, it tells me that Kiara thought she was going to work that day. I mean, when you watch the video, she's dressed up in her postal uniform. Her pocketbook is in the car and her cell phone, so she's prepared to go to work. She walks out of frame. She has her car keys. So somebody has beckoned her once she gets ready for the day. But if she has a boyfriend, she's pregnant, this boyfriend seemingly would be in touch with her and would know that she hasn't gone to work and would know the daily ins and outs of her life. Why wouldn't the boyfriend call the family? Why wouldn't the boyfriend call work?
Let's check that out. That's an excellent point. Robin Walensky, CrimeOnline.com, investigative reporter, author of Beautiful Life. What about this?
But the post office confirms that she's out sick for the day, regardless of who called. She was out sick for the day. But that to me is very troubling, because you don't get up, Nancy, you know this, when you have to go and be on TV and on the radio and go to work and you're in the outfit. If you're legitimately sick, you're not dressed in your postal uniform. You're just not. So somebody got to her and said, come over here, or I'm going to pick you up, or let's have a discussion. And then suddenly she's out sick for the day and her whereabouts are unknown. Why is her cell phone in the car? That makes no sense. Something is extremely suspicious.
Vincent Hill, we've lost so much time. She goes missing on Tuesday. It's not reported until Thursday.
Yeah, Nancy, anytime you lose 48 hours, the chances of finding someone alive decreases tremendously. So time is of the essence here in finding Kiara Coles.
Take a listen to our friends at ABC 7.
Coles has a boyfriend and is 12 weeks pregnant. Her father came down today from his home in Racine, Wisconsin, to help in the search.
How was her reaction to being pregnant?
Overjoy. I missed the smile on her face. If anybody know anything, please call in. Let us know. We love her and we miss her.
Coles has two tattoos, including a heart on her right hand.
Maybe something did happen where she was just overcome with a lot. Then, you know, when you're pregnant, you got emotions. So, you know, I want to just say she just went somewhere and didn't want to tell nobody. And then, you know, she'll just come home. But I don't feel that.
Just when you think crime cannot, will not happen to you, it does, in a flash, and there are no second chances. I can't stop predators from coming into this world. I can't stop crime all alone, but I can sound the warning, and I can pass on to you what I have learned about keeping you and your family safe. And that is why we are announcing a brand new online course, Justice Nation, Crime Stops Here. This brand new 5-episode video series allows you to go at your own pace as world-class experts in personal safety and child protection share life-saving tips and resources all for you. Go to nancygrace.com now. Use promo code Nancy to get 15% off. Class begins Tuesday. Go to nancygrace.com and register using promo code Nancy.
She told Diane McInerney the sexting scandal has turned her life upside down.
We had to move from that house. People at my school started to catch on that I was the girl. It made me regret actually coming forward and exposing him because it just did so much damage to the life that I had before.
Wiener's estranged wife, Uma Abedin, did not attend the sentencing. She was a trusted aide to Hillary Clinton, and the investigation into the scandal threw the Clinton campaign into a tailspin. It may have helped Donald Trump win the election.
We never thought we were going to say thank you to Anthony Wiener.
Anthony, what do you think about your sentencing?
Wiener returned to his Manhattan apartment after the sentencing. He remains free until November 6th.
If you could talk to Anthony Wiener, what would you say to him?
I guess I forgive you.
Okay, this is not about Hillary Clinton. This is not about Donald Trump. This is not about the presidential election. This is about a guy who was sexting and coercing a girl, a minor girl, walking free. Yep, you heard me right. Former New York Representative Anthony Wiener set to walk free from prison. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Alexis Tereshchuk, please tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me that just because he's a New York representative and was married to the chief aide to Hillary Clinton with one foot in the Oval Office, he's not walking free.
Sorry to disappoint you, but he is walking free. He has been in federal prison. He had a 21-month sentence. He was supposed to be locked up behind bars until August of 2019, but he has been a model prisoner behind bars, and therefore he has been given time out for good behavior, and he is going to get out in May, 3 months early because of his good behavior.
You know, can we just talk about all of Anthony Weiner's antics? This guy could not help himself. It wasn't just one sexting moment, episode with a very troubled little girl. He kept telling her she made him H-A-R-D, asking her to dress up in school girl outfits, trying to force her into rape fantasies with a little girl. A little girl, a high school girl. But it didn't all start with her. This months-long relationship with a teen girl is just the tip of the iceberg. Alexis, what all has Anthony Wiener, a New York representative, again, with one toe in the Oval Office, how did it all start? Am I wrong, but did it start when he accidentally sexted a whole group of people, a picture of his, there's just no nice way to say it, penis?
Yep, and it's when he was an elected official. He was a congressman.
Wait, let me just hold on. Let me just savor that moment, okay? I'm sure all the ladies on this panel are cringing. Dr. Bethany Marshall, I'm sure you, of all people, L.A. psychoanalyst, have heard of a Freudian slip when you accidentally say something you didn't mean to say and it has huge implications. He accidentally sent a picture of his pee-pee out to like a ton of people.
Oops. Well, actually, to me, this speaks to his impulsivity. I've been really reading more about him and looking at his crimes and all the sexting that went on between him and minor women, as well as women who are over the age of 18, the age of consent. And it appears to me that he does have an impulse control disorder. He just cannot stop himself. And he has what we call a process addiction, which is that he is so involved in the process of maintaining sexual arousal, maintaining an erection, or being hard, as he put it, to this 15-year-old, that he lives in that state, which is very masturbatory. All he can think about is himself. And he uses his victims in a very ruthless way without regard for what's going on in their minds. And I imagine that he relates to people in this manner in every area of his life. He, in some ways, bathes himself in self-excitement at other people's expense.
I remember one phrase he said to the girl, "I would bust that tight blank so hard and so often you would leak and limp for a week." Ashley Wilcott, founder of ChildCrimeWatch.com, thoughts?
Yeah, with a daughter in my life, it makes me want to absolutely just strangle the man. Having said that, he's a predator. So no matter how long he's in jail or isn't in jail, he will always be a predator. And that's why we all have to be aware of people like him. He's a predator. But let me say this about federal prison, and that is there's no such thing, as you well know, as parole. What there is the opportunity for a prisoner to get out early based on good behavior up to, I think it's 56 days is the time frame. So one of the questions I would have in this specific case is, have men who have been convicted of similar charges been allowed to get out early for early behavior? It may be it's the norm in these cases. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying we want him back on the street as a perpetrator, but at least if it's consistent with how all other of the prisoners are treated, that's a little bit different than if it's an exception for him.
I'm not really buying into that. Alexis Terezchuk, the timeline. Tell me what led up to him ending up in a federal pen.
So for this case, he was sexting with...
Oh, no, you don't have to limit it to this case.
So starting when he was an elected official, when he was a congressman, he sent a picture out to his entire Twitter followers. Thousands.
That's 2011.
Yep.
A sex picture posted to his entire Twitter page.
He then lied about it. He said he didn't do it. Do you remember watching him screaming at CNN reporter Dana Bash, saying that she was being irrational because she was asking him these questions? He was an elected official. People were trying to get an answer about this. And he was screaming at the reporter when he was 100% guilty and he had done it. He said his account was hacked. He didn't know what was going on.
Right. Okay. That was, and then in June 2011, he admits to doing it. And then, what? In May, about a year and a half later, he's campaigning for mayor of New York City, and he's actually doing well in the polls. Then what happens?
Then he gets caught sexting with a woman named Sydney Leathers. She comes forward and says they have been, I actually spoke with her. I think I did the first interview with her, and she told me how she was surprised that it was him. She didn't know it was him in the beginning, and they were just having dirty conversations. Then she realized who it was.
Including explicit photos. This is why his wife, Huma Abedin, whom let me just say is a very forgiving person, is running around carrying Hillary Clinton's pocketbook. Okay, she's right there with Clinton during all the lead up to the presidential election. Okay, this is her husband. He's at home, and some of the photos have his little boy, his baby, in the bed with him.
Yep.
His sexting. And go ahead.
So then he moves on. He gets embarrassed on the mayor during the mayoral election. Huma even gives a speech on his behalf. She has never spoken publicly other than maybe a very flattering Vogue interview, which was all done very much in cooperation with her. She actually gave a speech supporting her husband during his campaign, comes out and says, "We are working on this. It's over." It wasn't over. And he loses the election. Election night, Sydney Leather shows up at his election party, the woman that he's been sexting with, to try to see him. He has to sneak out of the election party, runs through a McDonald's, and runs into a car waiting for him. Huma doesn't go with him. She doesn't vote with him. You don't see her anywhere, completely humiliated. And yes, she is still working for Hillary Clinton. So then he tries to...
So wait. September 2013, he loses the mayoral primary to de Blasio. All right. 2016, more explicit photos go public. This one has his child in it. Then the Daily Mail does a feature. Long story short, the FBI, the NYPD open an investigation springing from the Daily Mail story. Then Abedin files for divorce. That's 2017. And here we are. Right? I mean, did I miss something? He pled guilty. He pled guilty in a federal obscenity charge in teen sexting, and he has to register as a sex offender. And now he's going to walk out early. I mean, Vincent Hill, if this guy were not a New York representative, or he was a minority, or he was dirt poor, I guarantee you he would not be getting out early.
Not at all, Nancy. And more importantly, Ashley used the word predator. I'm going to take it one step further. He's a freaking pedophile. He knew this girl was 15. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's a pedophile, and pedophiles need to be locked up. He didn't accidentally send this picture. I mean, that's just like saying I accidentally took the picture with my phone. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I accidentally took a picture of my penis.
He needs to stay exactly where he is.
How does that happen, Vincent? Right. You're the only guy on the panel. How do you accidentally take a picture of your penis?
Well,
somebody,
Nancy,
tell me.
I will say this. I've had women ask me for those types of pictures, and
I don't think I would tell people that if I were you.
No, it's true, because people ask for those, and I'm like, no way, because that is my brand, and I don't want to end up behind bars in a few years myself.
I'm very proud of you, Vincent, for turning down that accidental penis photo. But Ashley, I'm dying to go to you, but I've got to just bring up one last thing to Dr. Bethany. Does the name Carlos Danger ring a bell? That was his screen name. He chose the name Carlos Danger. I mean, that should be a felony in itself.
Ouch. Well, in terms of him getting out too, he is so compulsive. This is what I'm worried about. I don't think he'll be able to stop. I do treat sex addicts in my practice, and there is a certain subgroup that is so compulsive. What I often say is that they want to keep themselves in a sensory bath where they have this constant erection. They're constantly looking at pornography. They're constantly pushing the envelope, and they don't know how to live any other way. So I don't know what all this good behavior is behind bars, because it doesn't stack up to how I know these perpetrators operate in the world.
I don't even know what you're saying about a sensory bath, but Ashley Wilcott, I know this. Somebody sends pictures like that and texts like that to my daughter or son, you know what? They better watch out, because I'm coming after them, guns a-blazing.
Me too, 100%. Katie, bar the doors. And the thing that really bothers me about this is the victim that you just played tape of regrets, right? Everything's changed. Everybody at school knows it was her. And that's what I really hate, is you need and want and pray that your children, God forbid they get a picture like this, tell you so you can handle it and make sure that person pays for it. And hear this victim saying, wow, the consequences are too great for me. I wish that I hadn't done it almost. That's what makes me sad. We've got to encourage kids to come forward, because it should never happen.
Take a listen to our friends at Inside Edition with the teen girl.
Do you think the charge will send you to prison?
Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner broke down and sobbed as he was sentenced to 21 months in federal prison. Weiner pled guilty to sexting with this 15-year-old high school girl. He sent her obscene messages on social media, along with photos showing him bare-chested and even a photo holding his son, Jordan. And in this Inside Edition exclusive, the victim isn't pulling any punches.
How would you describe his behavior?
Sick. I think he's a very, very sick person that needs help.
You know, again, this is not about Clinton. This is not about Trump. This is not about politics. Only to the extent that I firmly believe if he had not been a New York State representative, he would still be behind bars and would not have gotten preferential treatment. But the bombshell is former New York Rep. Anthony Weiner will be released early from a federal prison. So to you, Dr. Bethany Marshall, what does that tell all the sex victims out there?
It It tells them that their pain does not matter. It tells them that men are at a more elevated status than women, and that women are not regarded in our society, and it discourages them from coming forward.
Another thing I don't understand is how someone that has so much going for them, I mean, he was a superstar in the Democratic Party. He had won several terms in the U.S. House of Representatives by huge margins, but then he got outed for messages via Twitter. And it seems like he could have done anything. I mean, he was married to the chief aide to Hillary Clinton. He was planning to run for mayor of New York City. I mean, Dr. Bethany, how can you risk all that? I mean, I don't even want to speed or run a red light. And somehow have that on my record to have to tell the twins about.
Well, the risk-taking is part of the perversion. That's part of the thrill, I think, is getting away with things behind other people's back. Also, Nancy, this is what a personality disorder looks like. A personality disorder is when a person has psychological traits that are maladaptive for relating to other people, but these traits persist over time despite negative consequences. Negative consequences are coming to him again and again, but there is lack of a learning curve, which is why I'm very concerned that he's being released early. And one final thing is he doesn't seem to really care about the impact of his behaviors on the people around him. He did that documentary. He put cameras in his house. He sexed to a 15-year-old. Can you imagine if he was in public office, what kinds of decisions he might make on all of our behalf? I mean, it's frightening to think about.
Is everybody sitting down? Alexis, Vincent, Ashley, Dr. Bethany, you sitting down?
Yes.
You better lay down for this one. Is it true, is a 2018 report true, that Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner have withdrawn their divorce petition? Alexis, please tell me this is not true.
Yes, I believe it is true.
Okay, so let me understand this. She's going to stick with her sexaholic husband?
Yep. And she has for all these years. This is 10 years now at this point. Through multiple embarrassments, she is sticking with him.
Now, I've also heard they're trying to settle the divorce out of court. Could that be a possibility? What does that mean, Ashley Wilcott?
That could be that they're trying to settle out of court, but there's no reason you have to actually dismiss your petition in order to do that and have a resolution. I fear she's dismissed this lawsuit for divorce because she's changed her mind.
Maybe they're trying to keep the details of their split secret by mediating it out of court. But I think she's right. You don't have to totally withdraw your divorce petition in order to do that. Well, we'll just see what these two crazy kids decide to do. But what I know now is that if you're rich and powerful, you get less time in jail. I don't like it. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.